Hello, my name is Ben, and I'm part of the CA Jail Outreach Digital Team. Before we start, we want to let you know that there are some audio glitches in the podcast. We call them gremlins because they come and go as they please. The team is still working on the technical side to make the audio sound top-notch, and we apologize for any inconvenience. We are absolutely thrilled to announce the upcoming ebook, The Soul's Refresh, your 365-day prayer guide. Our CEO shared a copy with all the staff, and I can tell you from my own life that this guide is truly a source of inspiration and renewal. The best part is that it is completely mobile-friendly, so you can carry it with you everywhere you go. Please listen to our complete podcast, where we dive into the incredible functions and transformative power of this ebook. Our CEO is a leader who truly add ice, and he lives by the motto, there are leaders, and then there are leaders who serve. And among the best leaders are those who always remember to add ice. You will see this philosophy in action throughout the guide, as he constantly goes beyond what is expected to help others. We have a saying here before I turn it over to Trinity and Steve. We don't say goodbye, we say, until the trumpet blows. In the meantime, let's push forward until he comes. God bless you.
Thank you, Ben, for that excellent introduction. We are truly glad that you are such a vital part of our digital team.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more.
And to you, our listener, welcome. I'm Trinity, and you just heard Ben in the intro. With me today is my insightful co-host.
And I'm Steve. It is genuinely inspiring, really, to serve alongside the CA Jail Outreach Digital Community Team.
It really is.
And just, you know, witness the incredible impact we collectively make. We are indeed part of the CA Jail Outreach Digital Community Team.
So that's right.
And we are absolutely thrilled today because, well, we're exploring something truly special. Something our team and the entire organization are buzzing about.
Yeah, definitely buzzing.
It's the upcoming launch of a brand new ebook on Amazon.
Absolutely. This ebook is titled, The Soul's Refresh, Your 365-Day Prayer Guide.
That's the one.
Its core purpose, and it's beautifully put by the author, is to help you find peace, power, and purpose through short, intentional prayer breaks, you know, woven throughout your day.
I love that idea, short breaks.
Me too. Mm-hmm. Our boss shared a sneak peek of it with us. And honestly, Steve, it's not just a collection of prayers.
No, it's more than.
It's a thoughtfully designed guide, so easy to engage with, and just absolutely brimming with practical suggestions.
Really practical stuff.
Yeah, on how to unlock its full potential. I'm personally really looking forward to integrating this new spiritual tool into my daily rhythm, you know, on my Kindle.
Oh, the Kindle app is perfect for this.
Exactly. And for those just joining us, a quick note, this exploration today is brought to you by CA Jail Outreach.
A fantastic organization.
Truly, profoundly dedicated to providing hope and second chances for inmates and their families, often during, you know, the most challenging times of their lives.
It's such important work.
It really is. And as you reflect on everything we discussed today, we just humbly ask you to keep the children in your thoughts and prayers.
Yes, please do.
It's through no fault of their own that the justice system's reach often impacts a loved one in their household. They, too, deserve our support and prayers.
That's profoundly important reminder. Thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
And speaking of incredible individuals, let's delve into the visionary mind behind this powerful guide.
Let's do it.
The author is none other than our CEO and founder, Chaplain David Averett.
Oh, Chaplain David. He's an extraordinary leader, truly doing a great job. And you can just feel the depth of his insights.
Absolutely. Strong points throughout this ebook.
Definitely. You can feel his profound understanding, his genuine passion for the work he does. It just radiates from every page.
It really does.
He spends significant, consistent time immersed in the Bible and in prayer. And that dedication, it just imbues his writing with this authentic wisdom.
You can tell it's lived wisdom, not just theoretical.
Exactly. His life itself is a testament to resilience, you know, forged through challenging experiences and wisdom distilled from years of practical application. Mm-hmm. It all culminates in what he calls his solid wisdom approach. It's not just theoretical. It's wisdom honed, like you said, in the trenches of life.
And what's particularly compelling about David's extensive background, I think, is how it provides such a unique perspective. Really grounded, practical
is the word.
on guiding individuals toward hope and second chances. He served, get this, 22 years as a combat veteran.
Impressive.
But not as a chaplain in the military then, specifically as a military leader.
Ah, okay. That's an important distinction.
It is, because it profoundly shaped his approach to leadership.
Mm-hmm.
You know, emphasizing resilience, strategic thinking, direct, impactful action.
Makes sense.
And this robust military foundation. It was built upon a strong academic and spiritual background from Bible college.
So the best of both worlds, really.
Giving him both that practical and theological lens.
Mm-hmm.
Then layer on to that over 30 years of marriage, facing triumph and profound personal loss.
Wow. So much life experience.
He's now happily remarried, a devoted father,
yeah,
bringing all those lessons of family life into his compassionate understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And currently, he serves as a chaplain within the jail system, actively applying all these deeply personal lived lessons.
Right there on the front lines.
Exactly. Guiding those facing immense challenges. His participation in things like the Advanced Strategist Program, rigorous military leadership training.
It all adds up.
Profoundly shaped by his 53-year life journey, military education, dedicated Bible training. It truly gives him a unique, practical perspective, guiding people toward hope and second chances.
You can absolutely feel that wisdom, that depth of experience just woven into the very fabric of how he writes.
It's palpable.
And speaking of his journey, there's a truly inspiring personal story behind how this ebook, The Souls Refresh, first came to be.
Oh, I love this story.
It's such a powerful illustration of how God can use even the unexpected moments to plant a seed of inspiration.
Isn't that the truth?
So Chaplain David shared this story with me, and it really stuck. He was deployed, you know, in the Middle East.
Right.
And he witnessed military personnel, fellow soldiers, praying in a circle for guidance and protection.
Imagine that scene.
Right. Amidst the chaos, the uncertainty of a deployed environment, these individuals gathered, creating their own little sanctuary of prayer. He remembers how utterly amazing and powerfully moving those prayers were. Even today, he still says he hasn't heard prayers quite like that.
Really?
Yeah. They were raw, urgent, deeply sincere. He affectionately coined a term for them.
Ah, yes.
The battlefield kneelers.
Battlefield kneelers.
It gives you chills.
Doesn't it? It was from witnessing those profoundly impactful moments that David made a mental note, a quiet resolve, really, that someday he would love to compile a 365-day prayer journal, a guide to help others cultivate that same kind of fervent, consistent prayer life.
No matter their circumstance.
Exactly. No matter what.
And he did it. That's the amazing part. It's genuinely exciting to see that powerful mental note, that quiet aspiration born from such a unique experience, transform into this tangible, impactful ebook.
It really is. That pivotal experience clearly resonated so deeply within him, shaped a lifelong commitment to prayer, and ultimately this guide. It just underscores how profound ideas often emerge from those real-world crucible experiences.
He absolutely did it, and we are just so incredibly thrilled about the profound impact this guide is going to have.
It's going to help a lot of people.
I think so, too. And if you're interested, listener, in starting your own journey with it, you can grab a free copy of this 365-day prayer journey.
Definitely take advantage of that.
All the information for that is conveniently located right in the podcast description, ready for you to explore.
Easy to find.
And what's even more compelling is that the Battlefield Kneelers didn't just inspire the concept of this ebook. They truly showed our boss, David, a new dimension of how to pray.
Ah, interesting.
It's a practice, a profound rhythm that he brought directly into his daily life. And it's something we, as his team, have actually had the privilege of witnessing firsthand.
Right. That story is amazing. What's truly insightful here is the profound intentionality behind creating such a consistent rhythm of prayer.
Yeah.
Integrating it so deeply into daily life that it becomes almost second nature, even for a young child.
It's incredible.
It transforms prayer from, you know, a sporadic activity into an ingrained habit, demonstrating its practical value.
It's absolutely true. I remember this so vividly. We were on a video call with Mr. Averett discussing some key project items.
Oh, okay.
And right there in the background, clear as day, we hear a Google assistant subtly chime in. It said, stop what you were doing. Please pray for your pastor, the church, and others.
No way. Seriously.
Seriously. We all kind of paused, a bit bewildered, you know? And then we had to ask him, did you actually program your Google Home to do that?
Right.
He just casually replied, yes, it goes off 3 times a day.
Wow. That's commitment.
It was such a revelation, a light bulb moment.
Okay.
He then explained that at home, they all stop and take a minute to pray, even his four-year-old daughter.
Even the four-year-old?
Yes. She has fully embraced it. She'll literally stop what she's doing and pray, or she'll run around the house enthusiastically saying, "Google, it's prayer time."
That is adorable. And what a powerful example.
It's just an incredible living example of cultivating a consistent prayer life that he sets for his family. Now, with that inspiring backdrop, let's begin our exploration. Let's truly dive into what this powerful ebook is all about.
Let's get started.
I sincerely hope you've already taken a moment, listener, to go and grab your free copy of this transformative prayer guide.
Okay, so as you just highlighted, the Souls Refresh, your 365-day prayer guide, is indeed a substantial, comprehensive ebook.
It really is.
Over 400 pages. And each page of this prayer journey is meticulously designed for a specific day of the year.
A page a day.
Offering a designated prayer and reflection point. It's structured to provide that consistent daily touch point. Very intentional.
And the overarching aim, as Chaplain David Averitt so passionately encourages throughout its pages, is to empower you to unplug.
We all need that.
Definitely. Unplug from the constant noise, uplift your spirit through focused connection, and ultimately unlock a deeper, more intimate relationship with God in every moment of your day. The intention is for you to truly find peace, power, and renewed purpose through these short yet, you know, profoundly impactful prayer breaks.
Short but powerful.
Exactly. It's genuinely a powerful tool, equally beneficial whether you're just embarking on your spiritual journey, learning how to pray.
Or even if you've been praying for years.
Right. Or for those of us who have been on this path for a while and simply need a refreshing revival, or maybe just a deeper structure in our prayer lives.
Precisely. So this guide, it serves as an invaluable resource for anyone seeking to cultivate a more consistent and vibrant spiritual life.
Definitely.
Providing both foundational guidance and a renewed spark for seasoned individuals. It covers all bases.
Okay, let's unpack this foundational question then that the ebook addresses. Why is prayer such a cornerstone of Christian life?
It's fundamental, isn't it?
It really is. At its heart, prayer is fundamentally a direct, accessible line of communication with God.
Our hotline, so to speak.
Yeah, exactly. It's our means to express heartfelt worship, to humbly confess our sins, to seek divine guidance for life's complexities.
Which we all need.
Every day. And to simply make our needs and requests known to him. It's that two-way conversation that fosters intimacy and understanding.
And what's truly insightful here, and really central to the philosophy of this guide, is that the Bible consistently highlights the profound importance of consistent and heartfelt prayer.
Consistency is key.
Not merely as an occasional act, but as a continuous connection. Now, while it doesn't mandate a specific number of prayer times,
right,
the practice of praying regularly throughout the day has deep roots in Scripture and offers immense spiritual benefits.
Mm-hmm.
It speaks to a life lived in constant conscious connection with the divine. This ebook, it provides the framework to turn that biblical principle into a daily reality for you.
So this naturally leads us to a fascinating question that the ebook explores. Why three times a day? Why that rhythm?
Yeah, where does that come from?
This specific practice is often inspired by powerful biblical figures, most notably the prophet Daniel. His life exemplified unwavering commitment.
That's a crucial point. Daniel, as recounted in, let me find it, Daniel 6, verse 10, provides an extraordinary example of devotion.
Okay. It says,
"Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being opened in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime."
Wow. As he did aforetime. So it was already his habit.
Exactly. This passage isn't just a historical account. It demonstrates a profound commitment to consistent communication with God, regardless of external circumstances.
Like decrees trying to stop him.
Exactly. Political decrees, severe threats he faced. He maintained his spiritual discipline despite immense pressure. That makes it a powerful model for us. The ebook helps you cultivate that same kind of unwavering discipline, integrating it naturally into your modern life.
And if we connect this to the broader tapestry of spiritual discipline, praying three times a day, as encouraged by this guide, it can establish an incredibly powerful rhythm of reliance on God.
A rhythm of reliance. I like that.
It's a constant, gentle reminder to cast our cares upon him continually, not just when crises hit, you know.
Not just emergencies.
It intentionally segments our busy days into these sacred moments where we can pause, quiet the noise, reconnect with our creator,
mm-hmm.
and actively seek his wisdom and peace. This rhythm resonates so deeply with that powerful assurance in Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7.
Oh, great passage.
Isn't it? It says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus."
That peace. The peace that passes all understanding.
Exactly. It's about consciously inviting that profound peace to guard your heart and mind against anxiety, turning every concern into an opportunity for divine connection.
That's a beautiful connection, emphasizing the active role we play in embracing that peace, which leads us to another vital aspect of integrating prayer into daily life that the ebook highlights.
Okay.
The long-standing and deeply significant tradition of praying at mealtime.
Oh, absolutely. A tradition that has endured for centuries and for very good reasons.
Indeed. Praying before meals, as this guide underscores, is fundamentally an act of acknowledging God as the ultimate provider.
The provider of all our needs.
Both physical and spiritual. As Philippians 4, verse 19 powerfully reminds us, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus."
Such a reassuring promise.
This daily practice serves as a consistent, tangible reminder that our sustenance, our very life, every good thing we enjoy, it comes directly from God's gracious hand.
Not just our own efforts.
Exactly. Not solely from our own efforts, talents, or abilities. It cultivates a spirit of humility and profound gratitude.
It's a simple yet profound acknowledgement of divine provision. Makes you stop and think.
And beyond that, prayer before meals can consecrate the food itself, inviting God's blessing for our nourishment and overall well-being. It transforms a physical act into a spiritual one.
That's a lovely thought, consecrating the food.
And when you pray with family or friends around the table, it fosters a beautiful sense of unity and shared gratitude.
Oh, definitely. Brings everyone together.
It reminds everyone present of their collective dependence on God, creating a moment of spiritual alignment and connection that strengthens bonds.
Mm-hmm.
This brief moment of shared prayer before a meal can become a powerful focal point for spiritual growth and familial bonding, a principle the ebook really champions.
What consistently stands out to me and what this ebook implicitly teaches through its examples is the incredible lasting impact.
Yes.
That seeing you as a parent or guardian actively engaging in prayer has on your children.
Oh, it's huge.
It's truly profound. It imprints itself on their young minds and hearts.
What's profoundly valuable here is that it teaches them the intrinsic living value of communicating with God through a visible living example.
They see it in action.
When children consistently observe adults praying, whether it's a quick blessing before a meal, a moment of seeking guidance, or an intentional pause, they learn that prayer isn't just, you know, optional.
Or just for Sundays.
Right. Or formal, reserved for special occasions. It's a vital, regular, and powerful part of everyday life. It visibly demonstrates that even adults who might seem to have everything figured out.
Which we definitely don't.
Exactly. That we also rely on God for wisdom, guidance, provision. This beautiful principle is captured so well in Psalm 37, verse 23.
Okay, what does that say?
"The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way." It shows them how God guides our steps.
So it truly lays a foundational spiritual groundwork, something that can last a lifetime.
Precisely. This consistent exposure to prayer, this active demonstration, lays a crucial spiritual foundation for children, actively encouraging them to develop their own personal prayer lives as they grow.
Building that habit early.
It instills in them the habit and the understanding that God is always accessible. Proverbs 22, verse 6 powerfully reinforces this. It says,
the classic verse,
"Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." It's about building a spiritual muscle that strengthens over time.
And specifically, seeing parents pray for wisdom, that explicitly teaches kids that God is the ultimate source of all understanding, far beyond human knowledge.
That's such a key lesson.
It connects perfectly to James 1, verse 5, which says, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him."
Given liberally, without finding fault.
Exactly. It's such a direct, empowering, and profoundly practical message for young hearts to grasp that wisdom is available just for the asking. The ebook helps parents model this essential truth.
Such a gift to give your kids.
Now, some people might carry the misconception that prayers have to be these long, drawn-out, eloquent sessions to be truly effective.
Yeah, that can be intimidating.
It can. But this ebook insightfully challenges that idea. Instead, it emphasizes the incredible effectiveness and accessibility of consistent, brief prayers, sprinkled throughout your day.
Making it doable.
It truly reframes prayer as your spiritual superpower, accessible anytime.
That's a really key insight that this guide helps unlock. The transformative power of even a two-minute prayer.
Just 2 minutes.
Especially when you intentionally unplug from the constant demands of the digital world for that brief moment.
Mm-hmm.
It can be profoundly potent.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need a grand monologue or a lengthy theological dissertation, a quick prayer of thanks, a brief plea for guidance on a decision.
Or just lifting someone up quickly.
Right. Simply bringing a specific immediate need before God can make a significant perceptible difference in your state of mind and spirit.
It really can.
This short, focused approach makes it so much easier to genuinely incorporate prayer into even the busiest, most fragmented schedules.
Yeah.
Which raises an important question the ebook helps clarify, especially regarding 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 17. You know, the one that encourages us to pray without ceasing.
Mm.
What does that really mean for our daily hectic lives?
Right. How do you do that? It means cultivating a continuous attitude of prayer, not necessarily speaking words constantly,
okay,
but maintaining a constant awareness and open communication with God, no matter where you are or what you're doing. It's about living in an ongoing dialogue.
An open channel.
Exactly. The adaptability of prayer is truly amazing. It liberates us from the idea of needing a specific posture or even closed eyes.
You don't have to be kneeling by your bed?
Nope. You can pray while walking to work, while doing mundane tasks, even while navigating traffic carefully, of course.
Yes. Eyes open for that one.
God hears our hearts and our intentions, regardless of our physical state or location. It's exactly what 1 Timothy 2, verse 8 tells us. I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting holy hands without wrath and doubting.
Pray everywhere.
This profound truth means prayer truly is your spiritual superpower, universally accessible anywhere, anytime, allowing for a seamless, unbroken connection with the divine.
Okay, so these quick, adaptable prayers are absolutely vital for maintaining consistency, that continuous connection throughout the day.
Yes.
But the guide also thoughtfully balances this. It recognizes that there will certainly be times when you need to find a quiet, private spot to truly pour out your heart to God.
Right, it's not only quick prayers.
It's about recognizing different types of prayer for different needs. This isn't an either-or situation.
So this approach provides a really comprehensive framework, balancing the consistent brief prayers with those deeper, more extended moments of spiritual intimacy.
Exactly. These deeper, more extended times of prayer, as championed by the Soul's Refresh, are crucial for genuine confession, for cultivating a profound, deeper communion with God beyond just making requests, and for bringing truly significant burdens, anxieties, or joys before Him.
When you really need to unload.
Exactly.
Right.
When you feel overwhelmed or when there are deep, complex matters of the heart that require unpacking, you need that dedicated space.
Yeah.
To just lay it all out without rush or interruption.
A safe space with God.
This concept resonates so powerfully with Psalm 142, verse 1 and 2. David cries out,
okay.
I cried unto the Lord with my voice. With my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before Him. I showed before Him my trouble.
Pouring out His complaint, showing His trouble, just being real.
It's about creating an intimate space for complete transparency and vulnerability with God, allowing for deep spiritual release and renewal.
Moving on from our individual daily rhythms then, the guide extends its wisdom to communal settings too.
Right, it's not just personal.
The Lord's Day, or Sunday, as highlighted in this ebook, offers an exceptional opportunity to truly deepen our prayer lives, especially when we gather in a corporate setting like church.
Leveraging that collective energy.
Exactly. It encourages us to leverage these moments for collective spiritual growth.
And what's particularly profound here, something Chaplain David emphasizes, is the practice of praying at the altar with children.
Oh, that's powerful.
Making that intentional effort to pray at the altar with your kids after a church service. It's a deeply profound way to reinforce their faith. Make it tangible.
A physical act of seeking God.
It provides them with a concrete physical experience of seeking God in His house, demonstrating the significance of dedicated prayer in a sacred space.
Mm-hmm.
This resonates beautifully with Matthew 19, verse 14, where Jesus said, "Suffer little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven.
Bringing them right to Jesus.
This act of bringing them to the altar for prayer directly teaches them to come to Jesus with all their needs and concerns, fostering a lifelong habit of dependence on him.
That's such a powerful, indelible visual and experience for a child. And what about for couples? The ebook also thoughtfully suggests
yes.
that when your children are occupied, maybe during children's church or other activities, you can take that precious opportunity to pray intimately with your spouse.
Right there in the service.
Right there at your seat, or even join them at the altar.
Oh, I love that. This dedicated time, as the guide encourages, strengthens your spiritual bond immensely.
Connection on a deeper level.
It allows you as a couple to share your concerns, your dreams, your blessings with the Lord in powerful unity, creating a profound spiritual alignment within your marriage.
So important.
This connects directly to Ecclesiastes 4, verse 12, which states, "And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken."
That threefold cord, the couple and God.
Praying together truly creates that powerful spiritual bond in marriage. And it aligns perfectly with the principle of unity in prayer found in Matthew 18, verse 19.
Okay.
It affirms, "Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth, as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven."
The power of agreement in prayer? Wow.
It powerfully highlights the extraordinary spiritual strength and efficacy of agreed prayer within a marriage.
This ebook, The Soul's Refresh, is really designed as a simple yet profoundly powerful tool, then, to cultivate a deeper, more consistent prayer life.
Simple but powerful.
The ultimate goal, as Chaplain David articulates, is to help you establish a sustainable rhythm of reliance on God.
That rhythm again.
And intentionally reconnect with him throughout your day, making prayer a natural, integrated part of your life. So how do you actually start your prayer journey with this guide? Where do you begin?
Great question. The guide lays out clear, actionable steps for practical integration. The very first is set daily prayer reminders.
Using technology for good.
Exactly. Chaplain David encourages using readily available digital tools, like an intelligent assistant, Google Assistant, Alexa.
The one we heard on the call?
That very one. Mm. Or just a calendar application to help you stay wonderfully consistent. This modern approach makes ancient wisdom incredibly accessible.
This is exactly where that earlier Google Assistant story comes into play, showing how simple it can be. So, using Google Assistant, or Alexa...
How does it work?
You just open your intelligent assistant saying, "Hey, Google," or Alexa. Then, you simply say, "Set a daily reminder for whatever time."
Okay, easy enough.
When prompted, you state your prayer focus. Something succinct and memorable, like, "Time to pray for God's wisdom and guidance," or, "Remind me to pray for peace and protection."
Got it.
And the beauty is, you can actually set multiple reminders for different times of the day, customizing them to segment your day for intentional spiritual pauses. It's fantastic for building that habit.
And if you prefer a more visual, organized, or integrated approach,
then using a calendar application is another excellent method the ebook suggests.
Like Google Calendar or Outlook Calendar.
Exactly. This offers notifications across multiple devices, your phone, tablet, computer, ensuring you don't miss a prayer moment no matter where you are.
Andy.
You simply create a new event, give it a clear, concise title like Morning Prayer Wisdom, James 1, verse 5.
Including the scripture reference. Smart.
Yeah. Set the specific time, configure it to repeat daily. And here's the really useful part. I think it's ingenious.
What's that?
In the description field, you can paste the specific prayer request and its corresponding scripture directly from the ebook.
Oh, brilliant.
So when the notification pops up, your prayer focus and the scriptural anchor are immediately available. Makes the process seamless, really supports consistent practice.
That truly makes it so easy to stay on track, turning intention into action. Okay, so that's step one, setting reminders. What's step two?
Step two, once you've got your personalized reminder set up, is simply to follow the daily guide within the ebook.
Just open it up each day.
Each day of the year has been thoughtfully assigned a specific prayer request and a corresponding scripture. The profound purpose of this daily focus is to help you internalize and remember that request when you pause to pray three times a day.
Keeps your mind directed, your heart aligned with God's word.
Exactly.
So for your daily practice, the ebook guides you through a simple yet powerful routine. You begin by reading the provided prayer request for that day and the scripture that supports and grounds it.
Okay.
For instance, on day two, the ebook might present a request for peace, anchored by Philippians 4, verse 7.
Got it. Read the request and scripture.
Then the core practice is to pray consistently throughout the day. You use that daily request as a guiding thread for all your prayers.
Ah, so it informs even the quick ones.
Whether it's during your mealtime blessing, during a more heartfelt extended prayer time, or even in those quick two-minute prayers while you're walking, working, driving.
Mm-hmm.
The overarching goal, as we discussed, is to cultivate a continuous attitude of prayer. Living out that powerful encouragement of pray without ceasing from 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17. It's about building a consistent spiritual habit that permeates your entire day.
I deeply appreciate that emphasis on a continuous attitude of prayer. It transforms our entire day into a spiritual journey.
Okay, so...
Step three.
Ah, yes. Step three, a good idea for your home or office.
Yes, this is another brilliant idea for your home or office, one that Mr. Avra also shares in the ebook as a powerful tool for visual and tangible prayer, a prayer wall.
A prayer wall. Tell us more.
It's truly a living testament to the power of prayer, a dynamic, evolving display of faith. You can easily set one up using readily available items.
Like what?
Like a large paperclip wall art collage frame and maybe some prayer wall header letters. Both easily found on Amazon, actually. It's about bringing your prayer life into your physical space.
And what's really compelling here is what you choose to fill it with. This isn't just decoration, right?
Not at all. It's a deeply personal and interactive tool.
So what goes on it?
You can include missionary prayer cards, cherished classroom devotion photos, specific church prayer requests, heartfelt graduation announcements.
Anything that prompts prayer.
Anything that serves as a visual reminder to lift others in prayer. It ties directly back to that continuous call to action in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17, KJV. Pray without ceasing.
I see the connection.
The practicality is beautiful. Whether you're gathered as a family for a meal or simply walking by, you can pause, pick a card, or glance at a photo and just pray.
Making prayer accessible and visible.
This simple, consistent practice helps to fulfill the promise of James 5, verse 16, KJV. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. It makes prayer an active, communal, ever-present part of your environment.
It's not just a physical reminder of who and what to pray for. It's an invitation to engage. That powerful.
It really is. And Mr. Avra himself shared a personal story that illustrates the profound power and impact of this concept. He vividly remembers walking into a church where this very same idea was beautifully and thoughtfully on display. A long hallway lined on both sides with various prayer wall items, photos, requests,
wow,
with comfortable chairs interspersed throughout. A simple sign invited people to linger. If you needed more time, you could come back during certain hours, grab a card, go to the altar or sit in the pews, and truly pray without rush.
Creating dedicated space and time.
He said many took just a minute to offer a quick prayer as they passed by, acknowledging the needs on the wall. Others stayed longer, some sitting for extended periods in quiet contemplation and fervent prayer.
What's genuinely insightful here is how that physical setup, that intentional space, created a tangible environment for spiritual connection.
It really did.
It served as a vivid, constant reminder of a faithful prayer life, fostering engagement even in our increasingly digital age.
Mm-hmm.
It perfectly aligns with Philippians 4, verse 6, KJV, which reminds us, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let thy requests be made known unto God.
Turn worry into prayer.
And it embodies the profound invitation of Jeremiah 33, verse 3, KJV. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. It's about making prayer visible, accessible, and deeply integrated.
Into personal and communal daily life. Love it. Okay, now moving on to step four. This highlights the incredible portability and utility of this guide.
The tech aspect again.
Your Kindle, your guide, the ebook on the go. The Kindle app, as Chaplain David emphasizes, can be a truly powerful tool, not just for staying on track with your daily prayers.
But for what else?
But even more beautifully, for sharing that love and hope with others in your sphere of influence.
Using it as an outreach tool.
Exactly. Chaplain David says, and I quote, "Let your Kindle app be more than a book. Let it be a guide for your daily prayers and a light for others."
Wow. Powerful.
He also reminds us of our own potential, stating, and again I quote, "You can be the person that gives love, hope, and light in a dark world."
That's such a powerful call to action, reminding us of our spiritual responsibility and potential impact.
Yeah.
It connects directly to Matthew 5, verse 14, KJV.
Let me guess. Ye are the light of the world.
Exactly. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Using your Kindle, not just for your personal spiritual growth, but as a readily available tool to illuminate and encourage others.
It's a profound and practical application of faith in our modern, digitally connected world.
It turns a personal devotional into a potential ministry tool. I hadn't thought of it quite like that.
And the Kindle app has features that make this incredibly easy and practical for daily use. You can effortlessly highlight, copy, share, and bookmark your spot,
which is great for keeping track.
It's a fantastic way to remember exactly where you left off in your prayer journey or to quickly highlight a completed day, especially useful if you're traveling, working, navigating a busy schedule.
Life happens.
You can access your reading material and know exactly where you are in your daily prayers, no matter where you are in the world. And my absolute favorite part, for sheer convenience,
go on,
is that you can copy and paste your highlights, like the daily prayer focus, or scripture directly into your calendar notes or tasks.
Ah, tying back to step one.
Exactly. As part of your daily prayer information, it's so convenient and helps maintain consistent engagement.
That's a truly practical application, leveraging technology for spiritual discipline.
Yeah.
Could you walk us through how listeners can easily perform those actions? Highlighting, copying, bookmarking in the Kindle app.
Absolutely. It's quite intuitive, actually. To highlight a passage, you simply press and hold down on a word until it's selected.
Okay.
Then you gently drag the handles that appear to expand the selection to cover the entire passage or phrase you want to highlight. A menu will then conveniently pop up.
And the options are there.
Yep. From there, you can choose your desired highlight color, maybe yellow for scripture, blue for prayer focus, whatever works for you. On that same menu, you'll also clearly see options to copy and share. Select copy, and the highlighted text goes straight to your device's clipboard, ready to paste into your calendar notes or digital journal.
Super easy.
And select share, and you can instantly send that powerful highlight to others through messaging or social media apps, spreading those encouraging words directly and effortlessly.
That makes it incredibly easy not only to track your own progress and personalize your engagement, but also to spontaneously share inspiring thoughts with others. Love that sharing aspect.
Yeah.
And what about bookmarking your specific place in the guide?
Also simple. To bookmark a specific page, ensure you can quickly return to it, you just tap the top right corner of your screen within the Kindle app.
Just a tap.
Just a tap. A small bookmark icon will appear, indicating the page is saved. To view all your saved bookmarks, you tap the center of the screen to bring up the main menu.
Okay.
Then look for the bookmark icon. It often looks like a ribbon or maybe a dog-eared corner to see all your saved pages listed.
So you never lose your place. Even if you're juggling multiple tasks or reading multiple books.
Exactly. And once the souls refresh, your 365-day prayer guide is fully released. We'll be providing even more comprehensive information on how to maximize your use of the ebook to cultivate that vibrant, consistent prayer life.
Fantastic.
Now, to truly give you a taste of what makes the Souls Refresh so special, let's give you a closer look at a couple of days directly from this insightful ebook.
Let's do it, a sneak peek.
We'll start with day one, the power of a new beginning.
A perfect place to start. This is where the core message truly comes to life, providing that daily dose of encouragement. Grounding you right from the start of your journey with the guide, it sets a foundational tone of hope and possibility.
The quote of the day for day one offers a beautiful perspective. Every sunrise is an invitation for us to arise and brighten someone's day.
I like that, an invitation. What's truly compelling here, and a central tenet of David's solid wisdom, is the inspirational thought that follows this quote. It encourages us to consciously embrace the fresh start God offers us with each new day. It's a profound truth. His mercies are new every morning.
Every single morning.
Consistently providing us with a clean slate, a renewed opportunity, an unending wellspring of hope. This powerful truth should empower you, the listener, to step into each new day with unwavering faith and clear purpose.
Leaving yesterday behind.
Consciously, intentionally leaving yesterday's burdens, mistakes, anxieties behind. It's a powerful call to renewed perspective, transforming each sunrise into a moment of spiritual renewal.
The prayer focus for day one is simple, yet deeply meaningful. Lord, I thank you for new beginnings and your unfailing faithfulness each morning.
Amen to that.
And the scripture anchor that beautifully supports and amplifies this daily focus is found in Lamentations 3, verse 22 and 23, KJV.
Okay, Lamentations.
It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness.
Wow. Great is thy faithfulness. Such a powerful affirmation of God's consistent goodness.
So, for your daily practice on day one, The ebook gently guides you to repeat that prayer focus. Let its truth sink deeply into your spirit.
Meditate on it.
Then you're encouraged to meditate thoughtfully on the scripture anchor, reflecting on its meaning for your own life. And finally, it prompts you to ask yourself a deeply personal and empowering question.
What's the question?
What new thing is God inviting me into today?
Ooh, I like that. An active invitation to discover divine purpose in your present moments makes it very personal.
Perfect. That sets such an encouraging tone for the start of the year, doesn't it? Now let's transition to day two, seeking divine wisdom.
Okay, day two.
This day builds on the foundation of new beginnings, recognizing that with new paths come new decisions. You need guidance.
Absolutely. This immediately moves us into a crucial practical aspect of daily living, especially pertinent in today's complex, often overwhelming world.
So much noise.
The guide offers an antidote to confusion, directing us towards a reliable source.
The quote of the day for day two resonates deeply. Wisdom is the compass that guides our steps toward God's perfect plan.
A compass. That's a great metaphor. The inspirational thought for day two insightfully addresses a universal challenge we all face. In a world overflowing with choices, distractions, conflicting voices, discerning God's perfect will, his optimal path for our lives can be incredibly challenging.
Understatement.
So the focus here isn't on striving to figure it all out ourselves, but on actively seeking divine wisdom, trusting unequivocally that God generously provides it
to all who ask,
to all who approach him with an open heart and a sincere desire for guidance. The profound invitation is to intentionally let his understanding illuminate your path, making your decisions clearer, more aligned with his purpose, which raises an important question for each of us. Are we truly open and receptive to his guidance? Or are we just relying on our own limited understanding?
Good question to ponder. And the prayer focus for this day is simple yet profoundly transformative. Lord, I ask that you grant me wisdom in every area of my life.
Every area, not just the big decisions.
Exactly. This powerful request is anchored by James 1 verse 5, KJV, a verse that offers an extraordinary promise.
The one we mentioned earlier.
Yes. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. It truly underscores God's willingness to impart wisdom.
Liberally, without finding fault, amazing grace.
To all who ask without hesitation or rebuke.
And again, for your daily practice on day two, the ebook encourages you to repeat that prayer focus. Internalize the desire for wisdom.
Right.
You then meditate on the scripture anchor, letting its truth settle in your heart. And finally, it prompts you to thoughtfully ask yourself another profound, practical question.
Okay, what's this one?
In what area of my life do I most need God's wisdom today?
Ah, making it specific.
These are such practical, actionable steps for daily spiritual growth, making abstract concepts deeply personal and applicable. It's really well thought out.
As we wrap up this insightful exploration, we're incredibly excited to announce that this ebook, The Soul's Refresh, your 365-day prayer guide, will be broadly available on Amazon very soon.
Fantastic news.
And at a very accessible cost, making consistent spiritual growth attainable for everyone.
And what's truly noble and heartening here is the profound cause behind it. The entirety of the proceeds generated from this ebook.
Yes, tell them.
Will be allocated directly to the incredible CA Jail Outreach volunteer staff.
Our amazing volunteer.
We'll be issuing a small gift card to each of them as a tangible token of our appreciation for their unwavering hard work, selflessness, dedication to serving our community.
It's a wonderful way to acknowledge their tireless commitment and support those who dedicate their lives to helping others.
It really is a great way to give back to them.
It really is a testament to the organization's values and Chaplain David's vision. The Soul's Refresh, your 365-day prayer guide, was meticulously developed over 4 dedicated months.
Wow, 4 months.
With our CEO and founder, David, personally investing focused work to create this guide as a profound service to our organization, our staff, and most importantly, all of you, our listeners.
And there's an exciting offer too, right?
Yes. Here's something even more exciting to help you begin your journey. We're giving away 200 free copies to new subscribers.
200? That's generous.
You can easily sign up for our monthly newsletter and join the free ebook Growth Journey Club to receive your copy.
How do they do that?
Just use the link conveniently located in the podcast description. After you sign up, we'll send all the details and your ebook, including a universally compatible PDF version, straight to your inbox.
PDF's great.
Along with a special link specifically for your free Kindle version, too.
This is a truly remarkable opportunity, then, to ignite your journey of hope and growth, to actively embrace a renewed spiritual rhythm.
Absolutely.
Our path to second chances and renewed purpose truly starts here. At CAJL Outreach, we champion hope, second chances, practical support. And we warmly invite you to visit our website. Discover the many profound ways you can be a part of this transformative mission.
What can people find on the site?
Oh, lots. Powerful ways to share this message of hope. Connect with dedicated support specifically tailored for families navigating the complexities of the jail system.
So important for the families.
And even request a chaplain for an incarcerated loved one. We're equipped to reach out nationally to provide that vital spiritual and emotional support.
It's genuinely time to reboot growth for yourself and for those around you.
Reboot growth. I like that.
And the best part is we are here to serve anyone who needs prayer or wants to be an active part of their own reboot growth journey.
Not just those in the system.
Not at all. We are here for you, extending our support to everyone, regardless of whether you are directly impacted by the justice system or not. Your journey truly matters to us.
You mean that.
And we are ready to be a collaborative and supportive part of it, walking alongside you every step of the way.
Whether you're seeking guidance on, say, launching a nonprofit, or you're in need of powerful intercessory prayer.
Or just need hope.
Or searching for renewed hope and a fresh start in any area of your life, our dedicated team is prepared to assist you.
We're here.
We also extend our comprehensive support to individuals within the jail system, along with their families and children, offering a compassionate helping hand when it's needed most and often hardest to find.
So how do people connect?
To connect with us and explore all the support and resources we offer, simply visit our website. You'll find it linked right in the podcast description. Just tap the blue highlighted text.
Easy peasy.
As CAJL Outreach, through the words of Chaplain David, powerfully says, and this is a great quote.
Okay.
More than just a voice, we're a helping hand and a praying heart. Let's connect and build your tomorrow, starting today.
I love that. A helping hand and a praying heart. We hope you enjoyed this growth journey exploration today, designed to deliver powerful spiritual insights in a concise and refreshing format, drawing rich lessons from The Soul's Refresh, your 365-day prayer guide.
It's been great discussing it.
Please check the description for our newest Bible Bites podcast.
Oh, yeah, Bible Bites.
Where you get simple truth in minutes, perfect for those quick moments of reflection. The link for that is also in this podcast description.
Bite-sized truth. Great concept.
And just so you know, all King James Version scriptures and all materials we discuss today will be comprehensively available on our website.
All in one place.
Along with the complete memoir as well.
Excellent.
As we look ahead, we have two significant prayer requests we'd love for you to add to your personal prayer list. Keep them in your thoughts.
Okay, what are they?
First, please pray earnestly for Camp Growth 2026.
Camp Growth. Exciting.
We are asking for God's divine guidance in securing the right locations and for the necessary financial support so that every child, without exception, can attend completely free of charge.
Amen. Praying for that provision.
And second, please pray specifically for our CEO, David.
Yes, for Chaplain David.
For an abundance of wisdom and grace as he continues to lead this vital organization, navigating its path with discernment and strength.
Praying for wisdom and grace for him.
If there's anything at all we can do for you, or if you'd simply like to reach out and connect, please don't hesitate to visit our website.
Please do. We'd love to hear from you.
Thank you for joining us on this journey. Until the trumpet blows.
Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. If you have any questions about the ebook or when you can expect to receive your copy, all the necessary information is included in the podcast description. We are so excited for you to experience The Soul's Refresh, your 365-day prayer guide. The ebook includes a prayer theme, a scripture, and an inspirational quote for each day of the year. Each prayer journal entry is also a self-contained page, making it an excellent tool for daily use. Be sure to save this podcast's guide, as it includes some great digital tools you can utilize in your ebook mobile app. I even learned how to get more out of my Kindle. As we close, please keep the children who have a parent in the jail system in your prayers. They may not have a family, but they face struggles in life. Until the trumpet blows, God bless you.